Ito ay isang matibay na estatistiko na idinisenyo upang gumising sa mundo tungkol sa panganib na humaharap sa ating mga karagatan. Bawat minuto, isang buong truck ng basurang may lamang plastic ang itinatapon sa mga karagatan ng mundo. At sinabi ng ehekutibong direktor ng United Nations Environmental Program, Eric Solheim, na ito ay sumasakal sa populasyon ng mga nabubuhay sa dagat.
It's obscene. How can we have such a horrendous plastic pollution coming up at our beaches, more or less everywhere in the world? With the present predictions, we will have more or the same amount of plastic or the same weight of plastic in our oceans by 2050 than the combined weight of all fishes in the world. It's dangerous because it brings different diseases and it mixes with all sorts of pollutants and it also microplastic it into fishes.
Ang mga pinuno ng mga bansa sa mundo na nagtitipon sa Washington upang talakayin ang krisis ay naglaan ng mga bagong sangtuaryo sa dagat na sumasakop ng halos 1.2 milyong kilometro kwadrado ng karagatan, isang lugar na mas malaki kaysa sa pinagsamang estado ng New South Wales at Victoria. Inatasan ni Pangulong Barack Obama ang unang marine reserve ng Estados Unidos sa Atlantic Ocean, isang 12,700 kilometrong sangtuaryo sa baybayin ng New England.
Including pristine undersea canyons and seamounts, we're helping make the oceans more resilient to climate change, and this will help fishermen better understand the changes that are taking place that will affect their livelihood, and we're doing it in a way that respects the fishing industry's unique role in New England's economy and history.
Nagreklamo ang mga kalaban ng sangtuaryo na nagbabanta daw ito sa mga nag-aani ng komersyal na isda. Subalit sinabi ni Pangulong Obama sa komperensya na ito ay isang paligsahan sa pagitan ng mga tao at karagatan at ang dagat ang palaging mananalo.
So it's us that has to adapt, not the other way around. Nature is actually resilient if we take care to just stop actively destroying it. That it'll come back, and certainly the oceans can come back if we take the steps that are necessary.
Dumalo din sa komperensya ang aktor at tagakampanya sa kapaligiran, Leonardo DiCaprio.
We need more leaders and communities to take bold actions like this. As a global community, we must protect and value vital marine ecosystems rather than treating the oceans as an endless resource to be exploited and as a dumping ground for our waste. Oceans absorb about a third of the carbon we pump into the atmosphere, but we've pushed it way too far. The ocean can no longer keep up with our rampant rate of carbon dioxide emissions.
Sinabi naman ni Sekretaryo John Kerry ng Estado na walang duda na ang mga gawain ng tao ang sa malaking bahagi ang may kagagawa ng masamang kalagayan ng mga karagatan.
But it's also true that we are the only ones who can repair the problems that we have created. With every positive step that we take, with the marine protected areas that we create, with the networks that we create and the safeguards that we enforce to protect against illegal fishing, with the cooperation we pursue to combat climate change and to deepen scientific research.
Itinulad niya ang bawat hakbang na parang paghuhulog ng isang munting bato sa gilid ng pagbabalik at pangangalaga sa kalusugan ng karagatan.
SBS.
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 This is SBS Radio.